Warriors and Cavs will meet in a fourth consecutive NBA Finals as the Warriors prevail in Houston, battling back in this Game 7. Down 11 at the half, the Warriors outscored the Rockets by 18 in the third quarter on the way to a 101-92 victory. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Before we start, I just want to say congratulations to Houston on an amazing season and series. I have so much respect for their organization, what they've done this past year. Coming out and aiming for us, and they compete. They play both ends. They got a lot of toughness, a lot of grit, and we were lucky to escape out of here. And I genuinely feel badly for Chris Paul not being able to play these last couple games, just like I feel badly for Andre Iguodala. You hate when these guys who compete their whole lives and practice and train and plan for this moment, and they're not able to be part of it. It's a shame. But I'm proud of our guys for the way they held together after almost coming completely unglued in the first half. But that second half was something. A lot of amazing shot making from some talented players. And I don't know what the hell else was going on out there. But we did fight, and we got it going in the second half. I'll take questions.
Steve Dieter, Kurtenbach, Bay Area News Group. What was said in the locker room at halftime? Was there any conversation? Do you give one of those grand speeches that you...
There was actually a food fight. people were throwing stuff. It was really one of the most bizarre first halves of basketball that we've played since I've been here. We were so scattered. Every part of the game plan went out the window in the first 45 seconds, basically. Committed four fouls in 55 seconds when rule number one is don't commit any silly fouls, and you have four fouls in 55 seconds, you're not locked in. But this is what happens in game sevens. Everybody's scattered. Last night's game seven in Boston, same thing. Shots are harder to make, tougher to execute. Defenses have the edge over offenses because everybody's tense. But we just lost our composure in that first half. The main message in the locker room was we're down 11. That's about 2 minutes for us if we execute. And we've got to take care of the ball, and we've got to rebound. They killed us on the offensive glass. P.J. Tucker was amazing. But we made enough plays in the second half, and we settled down just enough to get going.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. On that same theme of the difference between the first and second half, specifically with Steph and Kevin, what was the difference between those two halves, both with how they're scoring and just playing overall?
Well, I mean, they're both so talented, and Houston was playing so hard. People are going to look at the stat sheet and say, 7 for 44, and you're going to see some highlights. You're going to see all the open ones they missed, but they were getting after us. Their defense was tremendous in the first half, overplaying everything. We couldn't get to our spots. Everything we got going the other night in game six, we couldn't get to tonight. And Houston was just outperforming us, outcompeting us. And our talent took over. I mean, it's as simple as that. We've got three of the best shot makers in the league. They all got hot at different points of the second half and made great plays. We did a great job defensively too in the second half. We stayed with it.
Steve, back here to your left, Tim Calcom of The Athletic. What were you thinking and doing during the first half? Could see some of the things that you were calling timeouts and not happy.
Yeah.
But were you thinking we've lost it? I mean, what was your confidence level at that point?
I was thinking of resigning. That was my first thought. I walked in at halftime. I said, I don't even recognize this team. We've been together for 4 years. I didn't recognize the group that we were seeing. But sometimes you forget, game seven, you get some nerves. And there's so much nervous energy. But it was really, I don't know how else to describe it. It was a bizarre half. But I knew how tired Houston was. The way they play with James running so many screen and rolls, that's exhausting. And then he's got to go down to the other end and guard Clay and getting switched off onto Kevin or Steph. It's tiring. So he had such a big burden on his shoulders. And we just wanted to maintain our defense or get our defense going and hope that the fatigue on their side would be a factor. And I knew our guys would make some shots. We got a lot of guys. Obviously, we have four All-Stars. We might have the three best shooters in the league. So I knew we'd score, but we had to corral them and wear them down.
Marcus Thompson with The Athletic. Steve, I'm sure the entire Warriors fan base was just praying for another Steph Curry third quarter thing. When it's actually happened, what are you thinking when you see he's kind of got a rhythm going?
Not surprising. It usually happens at some point during the game. But, you know, that's ultimately what loosens the game up. And then what gets us going is Steph's offense and Steph's high screens and three-point shots off those screens. For whatever reason, he seems to infuse us with energy. Kevin keeps us going with his just methodical scoring. But when Steph and Clay get it going from three, that's when our team really seems to take off.
Melissa Roland, Barrier News Group. Clay obviously picked up a couple of fouls really early on. But then in the second quarter, it seemed like he was the only one who could get anything going offensively, and he's the one who kept you guys in striking distance. What did you think about his overall game?
I thought, Clay got himself in trouble early with the fouls. And, you know, after the second foul, I decided to keep him in because I generally do that. I leave a guy out there for a little bit and then try to, you know, I don't want to take him out right away. But then he picked up his third right away, and it was sort of a disaster. So it was great that we were able to survive the first quarter and then go to Clay in the second quarter, and he kind of kept our head above water.
Two last questions. Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. I know you talk about the talent of your team and how they'll get it going, but when you see them completely throw out the game plan, as you say, in the first minute, and when you see, you know, Clay pick up three fouls in 4 minutes, what is it about your guys that you know a game like this will eventually go your way?
It's amazing how long the NBA game is, you know, 48 minutes. It lasts a long time, and there's so many opportunities to get yourself going as a team. And with our team, there's just so much firepower that at some point we're going to get going. And as long as we stay with it and take care of the ball and get some rebounds and, you know, at least stay close in the possession game. I don't know what it was in the first half, but they had so many offensive boards. We had so many turnovers. They must have had 15 more possessions than we did. Once we got that kind of evened out, I thought we got things rolling.
Christy Reakin from the Associated Press. Is there a different feeling with this team, or are you any more proud of this team than the other three that have went to the finals because you didn't have home court advantage, you were down, you had to fight back from double-digit deficits? Is there a different feeling?
That's like asking which is your favorite child. For the record, Maddie is my favorite. Nick and Matthew are okay, but she's my pride and joy. So thank you.
Game one of the finals is Thursday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.